Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, the Dublin Marathon is taking place this Sunday. It'll be a really, really busy weekend in the capital following the presidential election. But are you one of the people that is taking part? Well, somebody who is taking part, again, is News Talk's own John Fardy, the presenter of Screen Time. And we're also joined by physiotherapist Greg Hoare. You're very welcome to the programme. John.
Yes.
11 marathons.
How do you know someone's doing a marathon?
Oh, because they tell you.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, I started it years ago. I used to do it every year. Then children and all that happened and I got out of it. And then I kind of am slowly getting back into it. The thing is, training for a marathon, outside of the actual marathon, you know, it's 16 weeks usually. It's 3, 4, sometimes 5 times a week. It puts a real order on your life. You know what I mean? You Sunday morning, the kids are having pancakes lying in bed, you're getting up to pound the pavements, but it puts a kind of routine in it. You also get into pretty decent shape. You know, you lay off on, you know, alcohol, or, well, some people do. And it really puts a great order to things. So, you know, I'm one of those people who's kind of evangelical about the benefits of it, aside from actually running it, which is a whole other game.
Okay, let's just talk about the 16 weeks, right? That is 4 months for anybody at home that isn't doing the maths.
Yes, that's right.
Do you have a really, really understanding wife?
Well, that's interesting you say that. I do. And of course,
standing
darling, if you're listening. Well, I do.
The running widows out there.
That's a very good point, because I said to her this time, I'm going to try and make this low maintenance. So I'm going to do it when the kids are in school. I'm off Mondays because of the schedule I have here. So I try and do a long run on a Monday. It doesn't always work out that way. But I try to make it as low maintenance as possible. But that is a problem, because if you run 20 miles on a Sunday morning, there's also another hour of you lying there going, I need a bath. I need hot milk. I need cold milk.
Stretches.
Tell your daddy I love you. All that kind of stuff. So yes, you do need, if you're married or you're in a relationship, discuss it with your partner, because it does take up a lot of time. It's true.
Are you sporty by nature?
Not particularly. No, I mean, I enjoyed football in school, but not really. But I'll tell you, I was best man at a wedding when I was about 23. And the guy who was marrying this friend of mine was a priest. And he just run the London Marathon. And there was something about it. He seemed to have this kind of...
He was a dose.
No, I'm telling you.
He was telling everybody
about it. He might have been a running board, but there was something very calming about him. And that was 1999, at a time when priests didn't have the best rap in the world, possibly. And I just thought, and I started asking about it, and he told me all these things. And like, I'm going to get really deep and philosophical, right? But there's something very unintellectual about running a marathon, right? So you're running, you get to maybe mile 15, you're kind of tired, you're thinking, how's this going to go? And you become, and here's the really pretentious phrase, pure body. Your mind kind of goes out the window because you're exhausted, you're trying to hit a target possibly, and you kind of nearly forget about everything. And this is the real rub. You know, I've been around a while, I've been all sorts of places, I've had lots of experiences. Crossing a marathon finish line, it's way up there with some of the best feelings in the world. It really is. You see people crying, all sorts of things, because you've put a lot into it. You know, I remember once my newborn son was in my wife's arm. I was a mess as I crossed the finish line when I saw him. It's a great feeling when you finish a marathon, if you finish it. I had to pull out once, and that was a horrible, horrible feeling.
Heartbreak.
Absolute heartbreak. It was actually 2 years ago. So this year, in a way, I'm slaying some of the demons from that 2 years ago. Contrary to physical appearances, I turned 50 back in July.
Never have guessed.
Correct answer. So I really thought, call it a midlife crisis, whatever you will, I wanted to do it this year and put the ghost of 2023 to bed. So I'm hoping I will do that. This is only of importance to me, I realise, but you know.
I was at a wedding in September, a good friend's wedding, and at about 10 to midnight, which will give you sort of a sense of where we were at with the day.
You're having your starter.
I was having a gin and tonic and speaking to a very good friend of mine, and we decided, you know what? It's time for a challenge, right? And we agreed to do a big run next year. And we have signed up now to do this 16-kilometre run. I accept it as not a marathon in March in Derry. There's one problem I've realised, right? Because I'm not a runner. It's really boring. How do you overcome the boredom?
Well, you see, I don't find it boring at all.
Do you not?
No, you get it. Here's a couple of tips. Run in places that you like, right? Like, don't run around a track. You have to journey somewhere. That's the whole point of running. So,
okay, so get off the treadmill. Maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
I think running on a treadmill is, to me, that's the simulation of exercise. What's the point of that? No, so you're bored out of your mind on a treadmill. I've run on a treadmill maybe 3 times in my life and I hate it. I know some people have to weather all that kind of stuff. Treadmill running to me is a waste of time because it defeats the whole purpose of running. The whole purpose of running is to get from A to B. There's a whole evolutionary theory that we were able to survive as a species because we had an aptitude for long distance running, which meant we could outrun our prey over long distances. It's not confirmed. It's a theory along with lots of others.
But yeah, and it's not one I would be testing anytime soon.
You have to journey somewhere. So please get off the treadmill, you know.
Do you listen to music, documentaries? Do you try and keep yourself distracted or do you just go into your Zen place? You had a word for it there.
Yeah, yogic, some people call it. Deintellectualization. Sometimes I listen to music, but sometimes that's a distraction. On the longer runs, I don't, because you like to get into it. And when you
don't
start, no.
So you could run for 3 or 4 hours with just your own thoughts.
Well, I will be on Sunday, all going to plan, for about 3.5 hours or thereabouts with just strangers on the street shouting at me going, come on number, or whatever, which is great. And by the way, if anyone's thinking of getting out and cheering people on, I can't convey to you how great that is. When you're at mile 21 going, why am I doing this? This is crazy. I should have stayed at home. And people are going, go on, you've got it. And your number's on it. And they shout it. It really helps. If a friend of yours happens to be on it, that can add an extra 3 miles because you just feel, oh, thank you for acknowledging me, you know.
And actually, I, as I said, haven't run a marathon, but I have gone down to the Dublin Marathon, and you talk about the emotion crossing the line. It's actually very emotional even to see people running. Yeah. I find myself tearing up and cheering.
Well, you sound
strangers.
Like a good person to have on this. So I don't know what your plans are on Sunday, but that would be great. People crying as you run by, that really helps the ego of the runner, you know. I brought her to tears as I run 26 miles.
We've had a text from Greg O'Byrne. I'll be doing my 129th marathon this weekend. Wow. My friend Jer Fay is doing his 577th. I actually can't get my head around that. So you have about 530
to go. I was feeling great and now I feel terribly inadequate.
But you can imagine how I feel.
God only knows.
And good luck to all of you fabulous marathon runners.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.